Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and author and an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help let them go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past and they're no longer living in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels, and we are called the Posse. We have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. The Posse of Angels give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. So please do call on the show. It's the number to call in is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to that angelic advice, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you to everyone. And gee, I cannot believe it that we're already in our third week in April. Isn't it just, didn't we just celebrate New Year's Day? Time is certainly speeding up. So I'd like to say a big thank you for everyone who's listening in, whether you're listening in on the computer or by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site, or you downloaded the show for free from iTunes. A welcome to everyone. Just a quick reminder that each month, myself and my angel, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. This newsletter brings forth a message on a particular topic that has great insight on how to live life with clarity and passion and joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request, along with your email address, to Candy, D-A-N-D-Y, at angel, A-N-G-E-L, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, house, H-O-U-S-E.com, and Angel Healing is all one word. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual, in-depth, revealing hour-long channeled angel reading with me, phone me after the show on 831-277-3716. That number again to call Angel Healing House and myself to book one of those readings is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me on candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And the Posse of Angels and I truly look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights about your life. Now, I see that we have several callers on the switchboard. The first one up is My Key Heart 1. You will be taken first in line. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 to 20 minutes or so to bring forth the topic of today, which is the recipe for the fulfillment of your desires. So please do hang on, and we will get your call for that free angel advice. Now, this week, the Posse of Angels likened themselves to a store, which is undergoing an annual stock take. They explained to me that they were taking an overview of where much of the collective consciousness now finds themselves. They told me that there are certain points in our lives at which we are given periodic reviews as to our progress as a human species who are going through ascension or who are enlightening. And rather than writing at the top of our review a grade of either a pass or a fail or a comment like we could do better or we're not trying hard enough, the angels choose to always put their emphasis on how far we have come and how much we have achieved. Now I can hear them laughing, and they're saying that they did not get to be angels by shining their heavenly light on people's faults, but rather they shine their light on people's successes. They shine their light on people's persistence and how much they truly are trying. All of these things are certainly angelic qualities, to be sure. Now, the Posse of Angels are saying that their annual stock take has revealed some monumental advances and breakthroughs that were not present at their last stock take just a year ago. The Posse of Angels is applauding us and saying that we, as a collective consciousness, have finally shown God and the angels just how important the fulfillment of our desires is to us and what we will actually do to achieve them. Now, because they have stated before, it's no good pleading and begging and crying and screaming at the angels to fulfill our dreams if we do not make movement towards that which we desire. Now, the Posse of Angels have often shown me a vision of a still pond of water, and they tell me that it's not until we make the action to pick up a pebble and throw it in the pond that it creates ripples of movement going out in the direction that we wish to go. It is this self-made movement that brings us back opportunities and connections to further our path in our desired direction. This is because it is we that have free will and free choice and must first make the decision that we desire and take that first all-important step toward it. The angels cannot decide nor take the first step for us. They are now saying and whispering in my ear that they would love to tell us what to do, but they are divinely ordered by God that it is the humans that have the free will and free choice and not the angelic beings. You know, I had a client recently who said that her job was no longer fulfilling for her, and she wanted to know if the angels had any insights to give her on what she could do. Now, listeners, in every situation like this, in which the client wants the angels to tell them what to do, they show me a vision of themselves standing in a long line with their arms folded tightly, and they say in a collective voice, It is you that have the free will and free choice. So do something. Do something. Do anything. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's only what you desire. Take a step forward towards that which you love doing. Now, for someone who has led a life in which they have always denied their heart's longing or relied on others to tell them what to do, this can be a really tough question. But I ask this client, okay, if she had all the money in the world, what would she be doing? Well, listeners, she didn't hesitate one instant, and she immediately said that she would be helping with animal rescues and devoting her life to helping animals. I asked her, I said, that's great, and then I asked her if she was doing this now in her spare time, and she just looked at me and she said no. I told her that by investigating opportunities to volunteer at shelters, perhaps at a vet's office, and even on farms or by getting involved on weekends with an animal rescue group, she would be showing the universe how much she loved animals and was committed to their welfare. By taking that most important step and demonstrating to the angels what is important to her, then they have some indication in what areas to send help in the form of opportunities and connections. Yet if she does not make movement towards that which she loves, in many respects the angels are flying blindly, and they do not know which people to synchronistically put in our path to open up doors to further advance us along our way, and certainly advance her for being able to help animals. Putting our focus on what we love doing, listeners, is very much like tending a garden. The most exquisite gardens do not happen by chance. The more we look after it, the more we weed it and water it, lovingly tend to it, then we will see a bountiful harvest. Now, the Posse of Angels told this client that by putting her efforts into connecting with people who have already established organizations helping animals, and by showing them her level of commitment to this cause, they will then take note of her, and they will welcome and create opportunities for her to become more involved. Now, the Posse of Angels is chiming in. Okay, they're saying, the number one reason that so many people do not make movement to doing what they truly love doing is because they say, how am I going to make any money doing that? They've allowed themselves to be programmed to put money before proceeding to do what they love. Notice how when I asked this client what she would be doing if she did have all the money in the world, there was no hesitation. She was no longer unsure of herself, and she immediately told me her heart's desire. The Posse of Angels is saying that this is the first ingredient for the recipe to fulfill a desire. It's the step of commitment and fulfillment of love for it. The more you're committed to the time, the effort, and the attention towards the fulfillment of your desire, then, like a well-tended garden, which brings forth plentiful fruit and vegetables and flowers, your efforts towards the fulfillment of your desire must also yield equal amounts of results coming back to you if you love what you're doing. Now that we've spoken about commitment toward fulfilling our desires, the Posse of Angels wishes to talk about what would you give up for your desire to come true? Okay. Hold on, stoplight. I can hear some of your thoughts. And you're saying, now that's a different story. Nobody said I'd have to give up something in order to achieve my dream. Well, when we come back from taking some of your phone calls, I'll give you two examples of how when I gave up something rather small in my life and rather something large in my life, not only did I get the desired outcome, but I got so much more than I ever imagined. So let's go to the phone lines and take our first call. My key heart, one, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Candy.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
Southern California.
Okay, SoCal. You're a SoCal girl like me. So,
yeah.
What's happening in Sharon's life?
Well, I've been in Southern California for about a year. I was moving about a year ago, and mysterious forces have brought me to L.A., south of L.A., but ever since I've been here, I haven't been able to open any more doors and move forward. I'm in a situation where I don't really have transportation, and my roommates have asked me to leave, and I don't know what's up next. I'm a healer. I put out, just like the client that you had, I like working with animals, so mostly I've been doing long distance work in the situation I'm in, but I don't know what next or how to make a move or
okay,
what.
Sharon, the first thing the Posse of Angels is saying to you, that you are not alone. There are so many of us out there that have been held back. We have been held back, and the reason, people say, oh, yes, it's energy, in energy, out. But in this instance, as a collective consciousness, whether you want to call yourself a light worker or a starseed or a healer or a walk-in like myself or whatever spiritual warrior label you want to put on yourself, if you are conscious, if you're awakened, if you're enlightened, and you're doing this work, then we have been held back. And the reason we have been held back is the rest of the planet has not been able to perceive us as yet. They can't, for the most part, they can't hear us. They can't see us. I've been in stores before where I've stood in front of somebody and asked, which aisle is the whatever in, and the person couldn't hear me. Because the vibrational difference, the alignment was just so dramatically different that it's almost as if we're existing in another reality, another vibrational reality. That is going to change. They want to tell you, along with other light workers, starseeds, people following the path of enlightenment and ascension, that... as I mentioned this before on my other programs, they've told me that April, for many of us, is like an ice cube which has just been taken out of the freezer and put on the kitchen counter. We are now beginning to thaw. April is the month of thawing. We have some tremendous eclipses coming up. And eclipses always lighten what has been hidden from us. So the first one is coming on April the 25th. And then we've got a solar and also a lunar one in May as well. The reason for these is because not only is it going to lighten more of our path and which direction to take, because a lot of us, we seemingly have lost our faith because nothing has seemed to work so far. And I feel your frustration. And it's not different from many other light workers who I've heard of who have been held back. So they're saying that April is that month of that little ice cube starting to thaw. May, we will start to see much more tangible results of opportunities, connections opening up for us. As far as say, Sharon, many of us have been presented with things before in the past where we've said, finally, this is it. This is what I've been asking for. And then it just fizzled out. Whether it was meeting a person or an opportunity or something. And then there was no connect. There was definitely a disconnect there. But the Posse of Angels are saying in May there will be very, very tangible forms of opportunities and connections for the fulfillment of our desires. They're also showing me like legal contracts being signed, documents being signed, and that kind of thing. So all they're saying is just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it's not being attended to, and it's just not the right time to bring it out. And yet, I know that doesn't seem like very much, but it does in the respect that to know that you're not alone.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just go to the cards and have a look here. Now your roommate has asked you to move out.
Yes.
Okay. I guess that was did that come as a surprise to you?
I kind of felt it coming, but the anger associated with it, I wasn't prepared for.
Okay. All right. And if there's anger, there's unresolved issues. Wherever it doesn't have anything to do with you. A person's reactions and how they act has nothing to do with you. It has to do with unresolved, you know, things inside of themselves. And if they react, it just means that there's stored up unresolved feelings inside. So certainly, as a healing practitioner, as a light worker, we can no longer be around energies that are not in direct resonance with our and in alignment with who we are. I feel that this is a wonderful thing that's happened to you, and it's going to be a great impetus for you to move out and to attract to yourself something which is going to be in greater alignment. And turn them over and have a look here.
Okay.
Have you started to look for places yet?
Well, I'm on a fixed income and not very much here for this area. So I've reached out to my family, but they're back east, and I actually haven't heard from them.
Right. Do you think that this warrants you moving back east?
Well, I'm thinking that I should be around my family, but I don't really feel comfortable in the east. But on the other hand, I'm kind of, you know, between that rock and a hard spot.
Okay. The Posse of Angels is jumping in here, and they said that they're excited. They're excited for some reason about you moving back east. They're saying that this will change the energies. And remember, there is no should. There's no should, and there's no have to, and there's no ought to. But they're saying that everything is there. They're wanting to remind you that everything is in the meantime. And by you moving back east, it doesn't mean forever. It means that you'll go back and then you'll see what opportunities will open up for you. Because there's no right or wrong, and there's no good or bad. And they also want you to know, Sharon, that whatever is yours will always be yours. And you cannot miss out on that which is yours. So by moving back east, yes, there'll be advantages. There might even be some disadvantages. But the disadvantages, and I don't know why we have the word disadvantages, because everything is to our advantages. Even our challenges and our so-called disadvantages we learn from. And we become so much more wise and so much stronger and all of these things. So if you do decide to move back east, do it with a happy heart. Do it with a sense of adventure and wonderment and enchantment, and saying, you know, this is a new step on my path and my journey in life, and I'll see what opens up for me. You could then always, you know, and what I will bring to myself, what connections and opportunities I will bring to myself. But don't do it because you think you should. Because if you go with that heavy heart, like, oh, I should be around my family, that's not the alignment that you want to be in to create a life of abundance and a life of joy and a life of happiness. So whatever you choose to do, because you have free will and free choice, you do it gladly and you do it gratefully and wholeheartedly. Let's go to the cards.
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You started out wonderful. Goodness, oh my goodness. The Two of Cups. The Two of Cups is telling me that this movement that you are that you've brought to yourself, it's going to open up a new partnership for you, whether that's the partnering and mending bridges with your family, getting greater communication. Because don't forget, those of us who are consciously doing this work, have forgiven, we don't judge, we've really cleared and cleansed a lot of our karma. But there are a lot of others. There are a lot of others who are going to ditch, who have not done the work, and that's many of our families have not consciously done this work, but they will shift, and they are shifting because of the energies on the planet. And you're going to go, and when you do go back, I feel that you will go back. It will be with a much lighter spirit, and you will. It's like you're going to be partnering not only with your family, but meeting other people and connecting with other people over there. I just get this joyous, happy feeling. And on my cards, which I use a Gaelic Scottish deck, and there's two people embracing with their cups in each hand, and then there's an angel above, and the angel actually has a lion's head. It's saying have strength and have courage, Sharon, in your convictions. That's what it's saying. The next card is the Ten of Wands. The Ten of Wands is saying this aspect that you're going forth, and it's showing you you're actually going forth on a path, and you're over a journey or over a distance. And the Ten is starting over again. You know, you now have the opportunity to start over again fresh, and the attitude that you take with you will determine what the tone of your journey will be. And look at that. The next card you picked was the Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is the best card in the pack for emotional fulfillment. It's family. It's rainbows. It's flowing. It's loving. It's compassionate. It's kind. So I feel that your angry roommate has done you an extraordinary blessing, has given you an extraordinary gift by playing this role in your life of being the big bad, landlord throwing you out. But this is going to create the impetus for you to move on and really create the next part of your journey, which the indication of these cards is that it's going to be happy and it's going to be emotionally fulfilling for you.
Well, that sounds great.
Now, I can already tune in, and your energies from the beginning of this phone call to your energies now have done a 180. Now you're excited about the next part of your journey, and the fear that was so prevalent at the beginning of the call, it's still there, but it's dissipated to be in the periphery. I mean, you've got to lift your eyes all the way up to see that line of fear. That'll always be there by intuition and how much focus and attention you put on that fear rather than putting on the wonder and the enchantment and the happy, excited feeling about a new chapter in your life that will determine whether it recedes in the back or it comes to the fore.
Well, yes, if it happened that, I would go back east. I would be very excited about it because I got two grandnieces that I haven't seen for a while. So,
isn't that lovely? I'm already, how old are they?
8 and 6.
Oh, wonderful ages, wonderful ages. So, yeah, I mean, this will I'm just getting shivers now. It'll give you an opportunity to connect with them and on so many different levels. You know, it's interesting when so many people run away from their families or create distance in their families because they think that it's their families that are causing angst or anger or sadness inside of them, when it's those things that have not been resolved in us. And it's just, the contrast. And when we when we do resolve those things in ourselves and we become more peaceful, more accepting, more tolerant, more forgiving, and non-judgment, and also have unconditional love for people, then when we go back, we say, oh my gosh, my family's really changed. And what changed is us. Is the perception that we have, and we go back and we see it with very different eyes.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So I hope that's been helpful to you, Sharon. I'm really getting quite excited about the next part of your journey. I'd love to know where the next step takes you. If you want to send me an email to Candy, Candy. At angelhealinghouse.com. I'd love to know your progress.
I will let you know, Candy. I thank you very much for your time, and thank you, angels, for your messages.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you, Sharon. Lots of love.
Thank you. Bless you, too. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So thank you very much to Sharon for bringing that up, and so many times my callers bring up questions, and those questions are not for just that individual, but they are for us all. And I would just like to, before I go on to talk about the recipe for the fulfillment of our desires, I would just like to reiterate that many of us that are consciously doing this work, you know, healing practitioners and light workers and life coaches and mediums and clairvoyants and spiritual mentors and spiritual teachers, and there's so many of us that we have felt like we have been held back. Sure, we've been doing what we love and what makes our heart sing, and helping, you know, ourselves through our creativity and our joy, and then going on to help others. But there's a part of us that has felt like we haven't been able to fully step into this role. And once again, the reason for that is because most of the world hasn't shifted to a high enough vibration to hear us, to see us, to really comprehend the messages that we're bringing forth. And I love the analogy that the puppy of angels, the example that they showed us, that we're just taken out of the freezer and put on the kitchen counter, and we're melting. We're thawing, and the rest of the world is thawing as well. So that's April, and it's slowly happening. And just because you can't see the tangible results of this happening, there's a huge amount. The puppy of angels are saying there's a huge, huge amount of connections being worked on and things arranged for what's coming up for us in May. And these eclipses are going to bring light of day, as eclipses often reveal those things that have been hidden, those connections and opportunities for us to, I mean, the real tangible ones, to connect us forward in our lives. So it is a very exciting time, and the puppy of angels are saying, please, everyone, do hold on. Just reminding you that if you would like to call into Angel Healing House Radio, the number to call in for free angel advice, free angel guidance, is 646-716-6794. And myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, will take a look at your question or discussion or topic that you'd like to discuss, and we will give you our angelic insight on that. So right before the phone calls, I was talking about the recipe for the fulfillment of our desires. And I was just about to give you an example of how, when I gave up something, I was able to achieve a small desire of mine, and a miraculous, very large dream come true. Now, this idea about giving something up in order for us to fulfill our dreams, a lot of people don't think about that. They say, oh, you know, they plead and beg and cry and ask the angels for those things that they wish, but they never think about what they need to give up in order to move forward. And I do have two examples here in my personal life of how when I gave up things, things changed enormously for me. Okay, the first one, listeners, is I had been carrying around 15 excess pounds for several years. And 2 months ago, I decided to get serious about achieving my desire to shed this extra weight. You know, I decided to totally give up wheat, and I decided to totally give up sugar. The only thing I have is the sugar in natural fruits and stevia. The wheat made me bloat, and the sugar, no matter what form it came in, made my blood insulin levels spike. Secondly, I decided to give up an hour of sleep in the morning and exercise. And while I'm already 8 pounds lighter, the added benefits of giving those things up have been my improved circulation, that I have so much more energy, and I have a pride in my dedication and willpower to achieve this desire of mine. I am so proud of myself. Okay. And while this was a seemingly small desire, I've also experienced what it means to give up something that you cherish and adore in order to fulfill your dream. Now, I just saw that we had a 678 number on the line. Just hold on a few seconds. I'll get through this this next very big thing that I gave up in order to achieve a fulfillment of my desire, and I'll get to you. So after marrying my beloved twin flame Pete in 2003, I moved into his incredible feng shui-designed beachfront home along the Sunshine Coast in Australia. And if that doesn't sound like paradise, let me tell you, it was. The home was filled with light and had a huge atrium in the middle open to the sky, which was filled with bamboo, and a fountain to bring in the flow of wonderful qi energy throughout the home. In a short while, I practiced and had a huge following of clients. I had lots of referrals and students learning Reiki. I held meditation nights several times a month, and I had networking groups for healing practitioners. From 2003 to 2006, I channeled many books. I wrote articles for magazines. I'd manifested my cherished husband, this extraordinary home, my beloved business, Angel Healing House, and I had a burgeoning following of devoted and grateful clients, students, and colleagues. It was on a trip to the States in 2006 that I was standing on the beach in Carmel, California, on holiday, and I heard the voice of God say to me, "When you move to the States, this is the area you need to come to first." I turned to my husband and told him what I just heard, and he replied, "That's nice, but we're not moving to the States." We returned to our beautiful home in Australia. I began to experience a feeling of hyperventilating. I felt this great urgency to move. Now, when I asked the posse of angels what the heck was going on, they showed me a vision of a cap and gown, and they told me that both Pete and myself had graduated, and that the next step for us in order to realize our projects and careers to affect a much wider audience would only be possible by moving to the States. They then said that we would need to sell our beloved beach home in order to fulfill this dream. And please don't worry, because we would eventually get to buy an even more remarkable beach home. It was very difficult for Pete to agree to sell his precious home, but the angel said to him, "How much are you willing to give up in order to realize your desire of working in the film industry?" Following the voice of the divine, by listening to our heart's desires, I said goodbye to the incredibly successful business following that I had built up, and we sold our beloved beach home, which paid our rent for several years, as we reestablished ourselves in the States. Pete and I are so used to listening to the voice of God speaking through our hearts and seeing the miracles that have come from it that we could never imagine living any other way. But there have been some family and friends who have some very different views on the choices that we've made. In fact, when we were sitting at the airport ready to depart to the States back in 2007, One of Pete's brothers said to him, "So, you both have jobs to go to in California?" And we said, "No." He then said, "You know people and have connections in California?" And we both said, "No." He then said, "Oh, but Candy, being an American, her family's in California for support." And we said, "No, they're on the East Coast." He had a perplexed look on his face, and he said, "Are you sure you're doing the right thing?" And we said, "Without a doubt, yes." Since we have been in the States, listeners, we have met and made such invaluable connections and contacts that are making it possible for our dreams to come to fruition. So let's go to the phone lines before we continue about our recipes for the fulfillment of our desires. Let's go to 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, 678. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm trying to be okay, and everything that you speak about makes total and complete sense. I'm just having a really rough situation right now. And
tell us about it.
I know you are a voice of reason, so I couldn't think of anybody better to talk to right now.
Oh, you're such a honey. Share with us what's going on, Susie.
Okay. I know that we all love our children, but there comes a time where our children's things have to be their own responsibilities.
Exactly.
Yes, about a year ago, my daughter got a puppy, and she thought it was going to be a wonderful surprise for me. So she's like, "I'm bringing over a surprise. I have to show you." And I had just gotten out of the shower, and she was outside on my patio, and I went to look for where she was, and there she was with this puppy in her hand on my patio, and I couldn't have any other feelings other than, uh-oh, somehow everything that my daughter does turns out to be somehow my responsibility. Or she tries
to.
She's 19.
She's 19, okay.
Okay, so she, since then, after that, she's been in a relationship with a man 31 years old. She just had a baby at the end of March 20th, and somehow somehow this baby is going to wind up being my responsibility. Well, this 31-year-old man still hasn't figured out yet what he wants to do when he grows up. He's been job hopping and not knowing any kind of direction. Meanwhile, he knew that the baby was coming. He had 9 months to think about this, and he's the one that got my daughter the puppy. Okay, so now he has a job opportunity to be a manager of the store down. We live in Georgia, and he has a job opportunity to go down to in Mobile, Alabama. Well, my daughter is going to send him ahead because he has to start out, work on Friday. And she is going to be going down with his mother and the baby, and she wants me to take her dog again.
No. Susie, nobody can use you unless you allow them to use you.
Mm-hmm. She said, "I can't travel in the car with the dog." And
well,
I
then
said,
she has to
come. The thing is that. I'm not going to have much of a choice in this matter. My son is being deployed to Afghanistan, and he's going to be gone for 6 or more months. His dog I must take because he has no choice in the matter. He's got to go. That is a government order. I cannot do these. I can't do these two dogs. And she's going, well, you can have Bella there next week, and then I'll have her gone by next week, and then you'll have Revan. Well,
Susie, I'll say it again.
Susie never gets a chance to do what Susie wants to do. I'm always doing what other people want me to do.
Well, whose fault is that?
It's my fault.
It's your fault. And I'm going to, did you listen to my program that was entitled Your Children from an Angel's Perspective?
No, I haven't. I'll have to look that up.
And I also, you're on my newsletter list, aren't you, Susie?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I would have sent that out in a blog, and it was probably in February or March, I sent it as a blog. And in that, yes. I just have it right in front of me. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they do not belong to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life does not go backwards. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. Susie, you cannot be used by your children nor by anybody else. You have played the old Susie game, and the old Susie game is, I am a doormat and you wipe your feet with me. And how is that working for you? How does that make you feel? Makes you feel really bad. Set limits and boundaries, sweetheart. Don't let there is no should. There are no should. There's no have to's, and there's no ought to's. There's only what makes you happy. By standing up for yourself, by respecting and honoring your wish, it's not selfish. It's not arrogant. It's honoring and respecting your wishes. And the more you do this, then the more the universe will honor and respect your wishes. We just had Susie drop off the line. Susie, if you're there, please give us a call back. That call-in number is 646-716-794. We were speaking about children from a higher perspective. And for that matter, anybody from a higher perspective, nobody can use you unless you allow others to use you. So, Susie, too, please give us a call back. Let's go to our next caller, 111. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hey, I was just listening to your program. You were so fabulous talking about your own personal journey. And may I just continue to listen? You're unbelievable. I just love it.
Who is this?
I've never heard your show before. I just caught it. I'm Diane from California.
Hi, Diane. You're a Cali girl like me.
I am.
No, thank you so much. Tell lots of people about me. I mean, if there's one thing that I am very grateful and appreciative for your comments, but I've heard that over and over again. I think people connect with me. It's because I'm so gosh darn personal. I do make it personal. I have weathered the storms, and I have drawn to myself, quite extraordinary. I had a 26-year abusive marriage, and suffered the slings and the arrows of life's defeat. And yet I'm living heaven on earth now because I've learned from those things. So thank you so much for coming on board and enjoy the listen.
And I love that you're not the victim. See, when people are victims, then they have to learn how to get past that before they can be whole again.
Exactly.
Right. I'm loving your show. Thanks again.
You're welcome. If you want to get my my newsletter, send me your email request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelus.com.
I'm excited. Thank you. I absolutely
Diane,
love Candy.
Lots of love, and God bless you. Take care.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's go to 678. 678, Sharon, are you there? I mean, sorry, Susie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm so sorry. I'm having phone issues, and it just stuck right off on me. I didn't want
that's
you
okay.
to think I was hanging up on you.
No. That's okay. I never thought that. I know that you've listened to the program before, and really, if you can just take this to heart, Susie, I'll just there's something which is quite endemic of women who are in their 40s and 50s. We are a different generation. We were brought up to sublimate and to subjugate ourselves and put ourselves last. It is a generational thing. And if you can only just hold fast to there's only what you desire, make that the priority, then the whole world will then make you a priority. Put yourself
I
first.
Like that.
Okay.
I want you to
put that on a post-it note and put it all over the place. You are from this day forward. What do we have here? We have 11:51 on 4/23/2013. From this nanosecond forward, Susie's the priority, and she's not going to do anything that's going to compromise who she is. No puppies. No looking after babies if you don't want to. There are no shoulds, there's no have-tos, and there's no ought-tos. You're a child of God, Susie, and you can do what you wish in your heart.
And I'm going to make it happen.
Make it happen. Your daughter is not 2 years old. I mean, to say, you know, I don't want to take care of her. You know, we do have responsibilities when our children are younger. But when they're over that age, if you can just take what I read to heart, our children are not our children. And that comes from an extraordinary poem from a wonderful book entitled The Prophet by Khalil, K-H-A-L-I-L, Khalil Gibran, G-I-B-H-R-A-N. And they're not ours. They need to walk their own journey.
Absolutely.
Let them walk their own journey. And you know what? They need to make their own mistakes. Because how did we get to be so wise? Because
that's right, and I'm still making mistakes.
Exactly. But we learn. But the difference between everybody makes mistakes. But the difference between making mistakes and not learning from them and making mistakes and learning from them is a whole different ballgame.
You're right.
I'll draw some cards for you, Susie, and we'll see what's coming up, especially around this very important.
Sweetie, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. This very important, issue for you. This is what I'm hearing from the Posse of Angels. This is a make or break situation with you. How you stand your ground, not out of anger, don't rage, but you stand in your empowerment. Just be as authentic, honest, and open and transparent as you can with your daughter while lying in the sand, and you say enough is enough. Okay, the first card that you're getting is the Knight of Wands, and this is the movement card. This is you making movement towards that honoring situation. And the movement, as far as honoring coming back to you, can't happen unless you make that movement first. The second card that's coming up is the Eight of Cups, and that's walking away. How has this worked for you? For how old are you? How old are you, Susie?
I'm
53. 40? Okay, you're the young age of 53. And how has that worked for you all your life, giving your power away?
Not very well.
makes you feel like garbage. I know it does because I lived 48 years of giving my power away. And, you know, and I suffered because of it. The Eight of Cups is telling you it's time to walk away from that old Susie and start to get empowered. And when you do that, the Sun card comes out. And the Sun is radiant and warm and shines its authentic face out to the world. And that's what they want you to do. So I hope that's been helpful to you today.
Absolutely has, Candy.
Just go out there. And once again, who is the priority in the world, Susie?
Me.
Yes. Susie is the priority. And if you make yourself the priority, the universe will make you a priority as well. So I'm sending you lots of love. Want to discuss
it
further?
And I'm sending you lots of love, too.
Okay. Take care of yourself, sweetheart. God bless you.
God bless you, Candy. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, just to finish off, we were talking about the recipe for the fulfillment of our desires. You know, once we've believed in our dreams and fully committed to make it, make movement towards it, and we've given up things in order to fulfill our dreams, what will stop you in your tracks immediately is if you don't allow yourself to walk through those heavenly gates once you get to where you're going. Many people hesitate to step any further towards their dreams because they worry how they're going to cope with the more rewarding possibilities that will come with their fulfilled dreams. Perhaps it will mean being thrust out into the public eye when you've lived a relatively quiet life. Maybe you'll hesitate to step forward and open those gates to your desires because it means that you'll be seen as an authority in your field and you'll actually have to take greater responsibility for what you say and what you do. If you're standing before those gates of desires and hesitating about whether to step forward or not, maybe your intentions for the achievement of those dreams was not 100% clear. And while it was great to pursue them, it's one thing about pursuing them. It's another thing about it might scare the heck out of you of actually achieving your dreams. Maybe you are hesitating because you've built up the expectation of the fulfillment of your desires so much that it might be feeling let down as it's not all that you thought it would be. The Posse of Angels is saying that if one has not already experienced love of self, happiness, peace, and gratitude for their life before the realization of any desires, then it's highly unlikely that by walking through those gates of fulfillment that one would be automatically a changed person. There will still be those issues to bring back into harmony and balance, even if there's unfulfilled desires. So, to wrap up today's program, in the last week of April, as we go into manifesting May, please take time to really go over the ingredients for the recipe to fulfill your desires. And if your intentions in your heart are all for the most beneficial of reasons, you will have no difficulties stepping forward when the magical opportunities present themselves for those gates to open for you in the magic of manifesting. Thank you to all my callers today. Thank you for the listeners tuning in. If you do love the show, tell so many people about it. And thank you for following my show. Thank you to those who are listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, send me your email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally reported guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Go to my website, Angel Healing House, at www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either locally in Los Angeles or internationally and nationally using distance healing over phone and Skype, please call me on 831-277-3716. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out there, listeners, and fashion an extraordinary, beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to you all. Bye. so much.